Okay, we're going to finish special today and do the sugya of Hatzmana. Moving along, because we're finishing by Pesach. So the last inyan in Bishul is the most mysterious inyan in the whole sugya. And that's this very strange sugya that we meet on Lamed Tes, that there's a chilek between Bishul Bechama, Bishul in the sun, even if the sun could be Mavashal, even if you have a Dud Shemesh, which is built in order to cook water based on sunlight. So Bishul Bechama is not only is not Asur Minat Torah, but it's actually Mutar Lechatchila. It's incredible. Bishul, when it's with Eish, is Chayv Chatas. Bishul with Bechama is Mutar. So it's a pillow why that is. Rashi says she ain't derech bishul b'kach. Normally you don't cook in the cham. The kash is so what? Why does that make any difference? Right, what do I care with the heat sources? How does that impact the malacha? What makes things stranger is that the whole sugi here about cham mitzveria. In cham mitzveria, the Gemara talks about the Rabbanon holds it considered that it's heated from the chama. Right, it's not heated from fire. Right, at least the scientists today would say geothermic heat. They don't know exactly what it is, but it's some sort of radioactive decay. It's not an actual fire in the earth, as opposed to Rav Yossi, who says it's a din of actual age. There's actually a fire down there. The pellet is, it makes a nafka mina on a deraisa level, that lefi Rabbi Yossi, meaning if it was, if it's from the chama, so we cook in that thermal spring, so you're potter. If it's eish, so then you're chayv. But what difference does it make? Right, Lemaisa, we see what you're doing. You're not doing klacha ya. There isn't a shinui being done here. You're doing the exact action. You're cooking. It's just that when you put it down, you know, you put it down into that thermal spring. So in, we just have to know, what was the heat source? What do we care with the heat sources? Why is that? Why on earth does that make a difference? So Pashat Hesver, as we could say, maybe this is what Rashi has in mind, is that we know that basically the malachas, you have to do it, right? When you sow on Shabbos, you're sowing. We understand you're doing a malacha. We mentioned by Bishul, it's different, because by Bishul, all I'm doing is positioning my pot to a place that's very warm. I'm not doing any malacha. The heat is acting on your food to get it cooked. You're not really doing anything. So why are you chayv in the first place? Why is it malacha Bishul? So we saw in Bava Kama Daf Samach, the Gemara says, malachas machshav sasra Torah. But just like by Zora, you throw up the mixture of wheat and chaff, and the wind does the zriah. You're chayiv, because Lechas Machsheves, Rashi says it's the derech of the omnis, this is the way the omnis works. And therefore, since that's the way of omnis, you are chayiv, the person, the Baal HaMalach is chayiv on the work of the wind. So too here, the derech of omnim is to cook with fire. You don't cook with the sun, that would be very unprofessional. It's not a normal way to do it. So therefore, by the fire, you're able to co-opt the fire and say, this is considered my malacha. I'm chayif what the fire is doing. Because since this is umnis, this is where umnim work by using fire as part of the malacha, therefore what the fire does is ki'ilu I do it. Whereas, when it's in the sun, I can't co-opt the koach of the sun. That's like not umnistic. The sun is not an umnistic, it's not the derech of the umnis, it's not the normal derech. And it's not part of my maisa. It's just, we view it as, okay, you left the food outside, and it got cooked. It got cooked by itself. We don't view it as you're doing it. If you're not doing it, so then it's Mutar on Shabbos, because no one's doing it. The sun is doing it. You're not doing it. So that's the idea. I thought it was an interesting mushel to this we saw, we definitely mentioned it, maybe you all saw it, in Pesach of Zion, right? There's a sugya there, Lagavi Muksa. So the Gemara talks about Right, you remember the anavim and te'enim you leave on your roof. So they become muksa. They become muksa. If the sun comes out, the sun comes out and dries them up, and now they're yummy. But since coming into Shabbos, they were muksa, they stay muksa. The Gemara asks the Kasha, why is it different than a cooking pot? If you have food in a pot, and the food in the pot is, in principle, should be muksa, it's not edible, but as the food cooks on Shabbos, now it becomes edible. So now that food's not muksa. So what's the difference? Why is that the food in the, that gets edible in the pot is not muksa? The fruit on your roof that gets edible on Shabbos by the sun drying it out, so that is muksa. What's the difference? So the Gemara says that the tzemukim, the grogers in tzemukim, that's gamru b'dei shemayim. That's considered shemayim did it. Shemayim did it, so it's still muksa. Whereas sun that cooked in a pot is gamru b'dei adam. That's called a man did it. Right, you remember that? That was a, right, we mentioned that, that's so good. You see that what the sun does is called Shemayim did it. It's not man doing it. Things cooking is called a person doing it. So we need to be Chayv on Shabbos, you need to be the person's doing it. The other mashal I saw to this is in the sugya of drying clothes. We mentioned that Schita is a tolda of Malabin, a tolda of washing clothing. Part of washing clothing is drying the clothing. So if you squeeze it out, squeeze the bag out, you're Chayv for Schita told us Malabin. If you put it in the sun, there's a Gemara on in Beitz as well, a little in Daf Tes, but on in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Hei. So it says that in the sun, just putting out clothing in the sun, there might be a Maris Ayin problem, but Als Iker Malacha Shabbos is totally mutter. If you Zemorachai, brought la halach and shin aleph, if you put it in the dryer, you put it someplace where it's hot, you'll also be chayy for malabim. But in the sun, putting clothing in the sun to dry is not an isser, except maris ayin. So the lashon of Rashi in Beit Sadaf Tes is that you put in the sun heim the guvim me'al lehem. They dry up on their own. So the Avi Nezer writes in Kufnun Tes, he says, since they dry on their own, he says, this is just like Bishul Bechama, you're not doing it. That's called Gamru B'dei Shemayim. That's called the Shemayim's doing it. To make Bishul Chayiv, it has to be that this is almost, people are doing it. This is something that we're co-opting into the Omnus. But the sun's doing it, and I'm completely potter. It's completely mutter. So that's an idea. So Rav Moshe talks about this, and he brings out a very important point. This is in Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Beis. He says that, therefore, don't think it's Dafka Eish. What if you cook in the microwave? Cook in the microwave, or you cook with an electrical, I'm not sure what they call it, but the water heater that you just... Right. Let's say you'd pour water into a water urn, and you're heating it with electricity. There's no fire there, electric stove. So all of that, Rav Moshe says, is pashas chayv min haTorah. It's not eish. It's not eish. Maybe it's chama. No, there's nothing to do with chama. There's nothing to do with chama. This is a man-made construct that's professionally used and designed to be used. It's a part of malacha. And therefore, this is completely chayiv. There's no tools.
Same dinim for anything that's solar powered.
So that's an interesting thing. Is that solar powered? So what do you say? So Tzitz Eliezer says that a tzur shemesh is mutter on Shabbos. And so that's interesting. Why can't you say the fear of Moshe? He didn't talk about it. The fear of Moshe. Maybe you could say the solar panel. L'chayra na. I'm thinking that. Why not? So solar panel, first of all, the energy source is still the sun, which is completely not b'dei adam. And I would think it still doesn't really replace Eish, I would think, because it's l'maisa, it's only going to work if it's sunny. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, it's almost always sunny. But if, you know, I had a tzur shemesh in Eretz Yisrael, and when it was cloudy, there wasn't hot water. So But that is what to talk about. Yeah,
a good shemesh is different than solar, though, because solar you can store.
Oh, yeah. That's a complicated thing. I'm not going to talk about it much because we don't have it. Our Dud Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael is actually heated by the sun. It's not like our solar panels, we're talking about like electricity, and it's something different. It's actually heated, the sun is actually heating the water. Yeah.
We're saying the reason why if you cook in the sun, you're not fat is because you don't really control it. But there's certain things that you could do to control it, like put it in this spot in the sun as opposed to that spot.
Right.
Put it like a pan over it to make it cooler or something like that, to make it hotter. You do control it, like, you
right.
know, the actual source you don't control.
But. Right, you don't control the source, and it could be if it became, yeah, what would be if that became the way of heating things was with the sun. Right, let's say that became, you know, they sell something called a solar furnace. I would think that it still would never become omnistic. This is a little bit, I don't know for sure. The answer I don't know for sure. It wouldn't be totally omnistic because you can't use it in your house. Imagine trying to cook for a chasana using even a solar furnace. That really works very nicely if you have sun and if you're outdoors. Right? That's what I would think. And I don't, yeah. See, we're good. Okay, it's not so clear. Okay, I understand it's not so clear.
Yeah. If you put like a pan out in the sun, isn't that called a chama? Meaning, isn't that like a thing you're running on somebody else's work?
Yeah, so that's a shaila, what we'd consider toldos. Sometimes it could be considered toldos sacham. That's a question. Like the blacktop, is that called toldos sacham or is that called chama? You know, the Gabbai Tzad Shemesh that Tzitz Eliezer says with the Pashas is Mamish Chama, L'Kol HaDeilos, because it's actually the sun. Yeah, we don't have time to explain how Tzad Shemesh works, but it's actually being, the sun itself is going into the water. Okay, but that's Rav Moshe's Pesach. Rav Shlomo Zalman, so he was very makel. He has a whole Sefer Ma'ari Eish, and he talks a lot about these Inyanim, where he's very makel. He says he doesn't totally know why cooking with a microwave but Esim should be Asr and Shabbos. He says Mustamas Asr Rabbanon, but doesn't think it's the right set. Says he doesn't really clearly know why it should be even Asr Rabbanon. Right, microwaves. Let's see how I have microwaves. You're going to have to use electricity to turn on, but Rav Shlomo Zalman was make away electricity is also just the Rabbanon. So he has the big discussion with Chazon Ish about this. Electrical heating, he also thought that's also not Eish. So he thought that should be Mutter. It's a little funny, you know, it's really a lot funny. Why? First, let's say how he doesn't speak it so well. He just takes it sort of like as a given. Microwave electricity is not Aish. I mean, he talks about it, but Aish is Aish. He seems to assume that Aish is something that's producing light. He seems to assume that, and therefore other things aren't Aish. And if you don't have Aish, it's just not going to be Bishul, no matter how normal it is. I wasn't sure. I had a thought about what his idea is. He doesn't say it, so I'm putting in. But you could say a different thing that's special about Eish, that Chama doesn't have, is in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo Savaro Eish B'Kol Moshe Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos. Pasuk. Eish. Lo Savaro Eish B'Kol Moshe Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos. So that Pasuk, what's it talking about? So we all assume, right? And if you saw Gemara's about it, you could say for sure that Pasuk is talking about Havara. Right? If you learn Klal Gadol, you saw that. That's talking about Havara. This is Havara. It's not talking about Bishul. If you look in your Shalmi, it's not so clear. The Gemara says, it has a whole discussion about Lo Savaro Eish, and it's in that discussion, it points out, it says, it brings a brace that says, if someone makes a fire under a pot of raw food and the food gets cooked, what's he chayiv for? So there's a brace that says, he's only chayiv achas. He's not chayiv two. Shalom points out, Pashas should be chayiv too. One for Havar, making the fire, and secondly, you should be chayiv for cooking. The Zabrai says, you're only chayiv one, and then the Yerushalmi and Maram have a machlokis, What are you chayv for? Are you chayv from a vashel? Meaning for making the fire, you're chayv not for havara, just from a vashel? Or are you chayv just for havara? And you ignore the fact that it's being cooked. And the shayla is, Yishalmi is like very unclear, why on earth are you chayv one? Why not two? So actually you could say, that lo savar eish b'kol mosh v'seichem, that the etzem, there's two malachos involved in using fire. Using fire is asur and Shabbos. Havara is a regular using fire. Using fire, right? The Rambam says if you're mitzarif metal, you do something that's a hardened metal. With fire, you're chayy for havara. Right? If you want to make charcoal, so you make a fire to produce charcoal, you're chayiv havara. You're using the fire. When you use fire to cook, then it's bishul. But it's be'etzim is all part of this lo savar eish b'kol mosh v'seichem. It's an isser of using eish. Right? It's an isser of using eish. So if it's not eish, it's chama, you're not chayiv. You didn't do the whole malacha. The whole malacha is not cooking. It's a little bit extreme. Maybe the isser of bishul is not cooking. The isser of bishul is using fire. Okay, so you can hear that. I can maybe hear that. Yeah, it's a chiddush. It's using fire, and therefore that then I understand why the food's cooking just the same. But in one case you're using fire, in one case you're not using fire. So it's not shayach to the malach of using fire. Okay, so that's a machshava. Why would it be? It sounds a little bit strange. Why should that be? Why should the Torah care one way or the other? It's interesting, I'll just point out that on Motzei Shabbos we make a Bori Meori Ha'esh. And Chazal say that Eish was created on Motzei Shabbos. Hashem gave Adam Das, Kedas Elyon. A person got a tremendous Chachma, and they were able to create a fire. Fire is like a creation of man. It's like, you know, and using that creation of fire, that is a malacha. It's the use of the fire, the chashivas of Eish. Okay. That's the thought. So, in any case, Rosh Shlomo Zalman was makel, he was down before the Chazon Ish. He says, at least in hospitals where we have to cook, we should do it on an electric stove instead of a gas stove. And the Chazon Ish did not give in. He didn't give in. And he told Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who was young at the time, he told him he's wrong. And he says, there's no difference. He says, even if you're right, it has to be Eish. But electricity is Eish, and microwaves are Eish. It's all Eish. So I'll just say, because you have a kasha, I'll tell you what Shlomo. Shlomo Zalman said he was young at the time. A little shocking. Not shocking that he was young, but shocking what he said. He said to the Chazon Ish, he said, you have to be a Rishon to say a Chiddush like that. Can you imagine? Azai, he must have done tshuva because he came to Gadol Hadar. Like, I thought he just turned to smoke. He said it, so he says the Chazon smiled and said, you don't have to be a Rishon, it's a Pashut Svar. Svar Pshuta. Okay, yeah, you want to, you still have Kashuk Hanukh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is it different if it's Renhai?
So this is what Rosh Shlomo Zalman understood, and he thought this was Pashut. If it's red hot, so then it's considered Eish.
So then not all electricity is Mutter then, if it's like a
Right. So he thought that. Yeah. You're a dove? Okay.
What if it's inside the red hot, like in the urn?
It's a funny thing. So he said, I understood the Chazon Ish. I didn't really understand Rosh Shlomo Zalman. I have to tell you, a modern perspective, it's interesting that the Chazon Ish, I felt, could be some more posture. I mean, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is assuming there's something called fire. It's just like what we call fire, that's fire. What's fire? It glows, and therefore that's fire. How does he know that? How do we know that's what's meant by fire? So it's hard to say like what fire is, but I'll just say what I assume the Chazon Ish had in mind. Rosh Shlomo Zalman said he writes this and he said until this day I still don't understand the Chazon Ish this far. He says I was chutzpah for asking it, but I still don't understand. So I'll just tell you what I would think. You know them is saying that things getting red hot makes fire is a little bit funny because if so. When you put a pot, let's say you do If you put like a blech on a stove on Shabbos, the metal gets red hot. Stam a metal getting red hot, we don't find being asa. We find that if it's mitzarif the metal, that'll, right? We saw the sugya mem aleph, that if you're mitzarif metal, you do something that actually changes the metal, or if you melt metal, so there'll be a malacha. But the stam getting metal, making it glow, we don't find being a malacha on its own. What's Aish? So you could say, you know, you could say Aish is fire, we call it fire. It doesn't have to, I assume, Chas Nish understood, Aish, it doesn't have a precise recipe. What's fire? You know, there's different sorts of things that'll make a fire. Different sort of chemical reactions that'll make, that'll combust. But it's a chemical reaction producing energy, and that's fire. You know, like in Machshava Svarim, it's slightly different than in Greek Svarim, but maybe in the whole world. You know, there's four elements, right? Eish, Mayim, Afer, and Ruach. Right? It's different states of matter, right? We're not going to go into metaphysics or physics, you know. You have gas, you have liquids, you have solids. You know, scientists will actually tell you that Eish is a different form of matter, right? Right? You know, went to college. Maybe, I don't know, Einstein taught that matter is just converted into energy and energy could be converted back into matter. It's all things, man, you know, it's something that's made that produces energy, and that's fire. So Emes is a tremendous raya for the Chaz Nish from our sugya. Tremendous raya. Our sugya and Lama Tess. It says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Megalgalin Beitz al Gabi Gagro Seach, the Ein Megalgalin Beitz al Gabi Sidro Seach. You're allowed to cook egg on the gag, but the hot roof, but you can't cook it with Sidro Seach. So what does that Gemara tell us? So nothing if you don't know what Sidro Seach is. But what is Sidro Seach? Sidro Seach is discussed in Chazal as something that tells us that this is considered Eish. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Ches talks about if someone's burnt by Sidro Seach, and then gets Saras on the place of the burn, so it'll be considered Michvas Eish, Saras of Michvas Eish. It's considered to be fire. So therefore you're Chai from a Vashel. But what's Sidro Seach? So Sidro Seach is plaster today, the same as plaster B'mei Chazal. Amazing thing is that they would burn gypsum rock, crush it and burn it, and then when they would mix that with water, it heats up to about 140 degrees, and it's rosech, and it'll give a burn if you're not careful. But as far as I could check, no one, right? It's, and that's what the Gemara is talking about.
Maybe heating up fire to heat up the rock.
Right? You heat a fire to heat the rock.
It's total sage.
And therefore, so I'll tell you what the Miri says. It says, Miri writes by us, it says, Lo zazim imena resicha mikoach eish. That the resicha mikoach eish is still there in the powder, and therefore when you mix the powder with water and it produces heat, that's called eish and yachayiv if you're mavashal on top of it.
Is powder that I'm putting into water making chemical reaction?
The sidro seach is a powder. To make this powder, you had to use fire. You had to use fire in the creation of the powder. You know, chemicals will tell you that the first fire created certain chemical reactions. Mixing it with water creates different chemical reactions, and every chemical reaction produces heat. Right, the same way as your actual fire is breaking down hydrocarbons and making heat. So this is also making heat. I'm sorry, I went to college. I don't have to apologize. Okay?
Oh, we're the same. It's amazing.
Okay, good. So the heat being produced, it's Aish. That's Aish. It's something. So the same way when you make it, you know, you can make electricity made by the Niagara Falls. It also could be made by fire. But it's a man-made, you're putting energy into something and then you're releasing it. It could be that's all. Chazan saw that's all. That's all part of Aish. Okay, so that's In any case, the Maisa were completely machma on these things. You know, the Chazanish was the Gadol Hadar. It's sort of like a hard thing to know what Chazal would say, but that's the example.
What's Rabbi Zraya against Rishlomo Zalman in this case?
From this, from the fact that Sidro Seach, it doesn't make light, and it's still considered Eish.
It's total Eish. It's like a pot. It's like if I have a hot pot. Rishlomo Zalman doesn't need a pot to glow.
Well, it's cool. I'll tell you, the Gemara says in Chulin, the Chulin Daf Ches, it says that if you're burnt by Sidro Seach, you'll have a din of Tzeras.
Yeah, if you're burnt by a hot pot, it's not going to also be Tzeras.
So you're saying... Okay, it won't make... For our Indian, it won't make a difference, right? Because it's still considered Tolestation Yichai for Bishra.
Yeah.
Right, okay. You're saying, right, you wouldn't be able to make a Borin Mori Eish on Sidro Seach. No, I understand. Right, okay, okay. Okay, so let's talk about, yeah, okay, we're good? Okay, you know, a lot of things with electricity, it's always, it's hard to know what Chazal would say. You know, I assume the Chazanish was the famous machmer in electricity, and Rav Shlomo Zalman was the famous makel. But the many letters back and forth between Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Chazanish, and Rav Shlomo Zalman never gave in. You know, something is just—it's hard to know, but that's what the Chazanish held. Okay, fine. Right, so there's no clue. So the Chazanish held so stark that he was Mora, that it makes no difference. If you have to eat food on Shabbos for a chola, it makes no difference. There's no reason to do it on electric or microwave heat. You could do it on a fire. There's no difference. Fine. Okay, so the Isra of Atzmana. We have the Sugya of Atzmana here. We'll talk about it just a little bit. It's Sugyas of Atzmana are more important for Metzomim. But the Shorish of the Sugya of Atzmana starts in our Gemara on Lamed Tes. The story of Maisa the Anshei Tveria. The people of Tveria, they had a saloon, and in the saloon was cold water, and it was surrounded by the hot water of Tveria. And even though that water is toldos chama, it's not fire, but lemaisa is hot. And just being hot, when you have something, water or any sort of food, that is enclosed in a saloon or any type of kli, and then it's surrounded by heat, any sort of heat, even if that heat's water. Nevertheless, Rugozer Atu Hatzmana Beremetz. Chazal were very worried that a person, to keep his food warm on Shabbos, will put his fire in Remetz, which is this burnt out coals that's still slightly burning. And therefore, they ask the Atzmana that the food is in a kli, and that kli is wrapped, surrounded with something hot, even water, even though water is the opposite of coals. But afal pekin, that heat is considered a Hatzmana with the Devar Moseh Hevel, and therefore, it's asr on Shabbos. And the Gemara seems to say when the Anshei Tveria gave in and they broke their saloon, that was like Batla Hatzmana B'davar Moseh Hevel. That was the final chumrah, the giving into this complete chumrah that all forms of heating food that's in a kli by be wrapping it in something that's warm is aser on Shabbos. So that's Isra Hatzmana. The obvious chumrah of Hatzmana more than Shehiyah, a few obvious chumras. One is that it's even by water, even by hot water. Even we're showing right. It's even if it's mitzdamek ralo, even if it's fully cooked, you're just doing this to keep things warm. That's aser mitzvatzmana. That's the halacha. The other thing is that we don't have any heterim by hatzmana. The heterim we have by shehiyah, we don't have by hatzmana. Garfa katim's clear, you don't have atzmana. Right? Let's say I have a crock pot that would be atzmana problem, and I line the crock pot with aluminum foil. So it's still going to be aser. It's going to be aser because I don't care that you you block the heat source. It doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Chama Tveria, the heat source, is a mile under the ground. It doesn't make a difference. You can't possibly get the heat source. It doesn't matter. The point is the water is hot, and the water is what we're worried about. The hot water, Chazal is so far to be gozer, that warm water is as if it's cold, and therefore, it's usher. So even if I put aluminum foil, the aluminum foil gets hot, and therefore, it's still tatzman and something that's most of hevel, because the aluminum foil becomes most of hevel. Right? The Gemara says on Daf Mem Ches, the Gemara says that if someone would take a pot and do a tzmana and put it in a box, and put that box on top of gefes, gefes produce some sort of heat, right? And not so clear how, but Chazal say talks about burns from gefes. It was some sort of heat that wasn't actual fire, but that created heat, and that together with the fact that the pot is completely covered was somehow done with hatzmana beremet, and therefore it's aser. So basically, everything's aser. Tach betit. Also, Mishnah Berurah assumes you have to be careful. Let's say you do hatzmana, but then you put it in a box and you seal the box closed. So now, why is hatzmana aser? So the Gemara says, "Alam adal Hashem yechata." So now it's closed in a box and I can't get to it. So how am I going to be machata? So maybe it should be mutter. Mishnah Berurah understands from the Ramah seems like he perhaps is maker. But there's a Marshal, so the Marshal says, no, he thinks that Atzmana is asr, but Atzmana is a complete cloud. There's no way to be matter Atzmana, even if it's closed up. Any Atzmana you do, even if it has nothing to do with Chitui, but we're afraid that if we allow any type of Atzmana, people will be matvin beremes. So that's what's assumed, at least lechatchila, that there's no way to have a heter on Atzmana. Yeah.
Matvin beremes is itself a problem, or that's a problem that'll be Shem
Yichata?
That's
Shem Yichata.
What?
That's Shem Yichata. So this is a Gzeira L'Gzeira, right? The whole...
Hatzmana Remetz itself is not a problem.
Remetz itself isn't a problem, because it's from before Shabbos. You put it in before Shabbos. On Shabbos day, when you take it out, must be the Remetz has died down. And now you're able to take it out. So therefore, there really wouldn't be a problem if not for the gzeira. So it's a gzeira, and for some reason, it's Chazal were very, they went very far with this takana. Yerub Dov?
Who's the one who said it was Mekel by Tuach Batei?
The Ramah seems to be Mekel, and Shavura learns him that way. It's not 100% clear, but this is a Ramah Reishnun Zayin Sechukes. So why do we have this chumras? What did Chazal have against Hatzmana? Right? So just say first the pashat reasons. Maybe we'll try to say, you know, also it could be, you know, Chazal's, you know, and goes from Gzeira to Gzeira, but there's tons of Chazals that are against this. Rishonim say, sometimes it's all Chad Gzeira. Sometimes Chazal wanted to be asked. A little bit, it's good to understand why Chazal, sometimes we're so bothered by certain things that they seem to have gone, will look to us overboard in their chashos. So first of all, why is it more chamer than shahir? Shahir, we have nice kulos, machal ben rusai, garf hakatim. Why is it more chamer? So Rabbeinu Tam says that when you're doing hatzmana and you wrap it in the heat source, you're showing that you're not just trying to get this thing cooked for the right now, but you want to keep it warm for a long time. You want to keep this warm for a long time. Right? That's what, you know, the principle of the Atzmana is the same thing as our crock pot, which is a slow cooker. And the concept is to be able to keep things for a long time and they shouldn't burn. And you're not stirring it. Normally you have to stir things to distribute the heat. So to keep things warm, you need a slow cooker that the heat isn't coming just from a fire underneath, but it's wrapped. It's a low-grade heat surrounding the pot, and that will allow it to distribute the heat, and it won't burn, and it will stay piping hot for a long time. That's the concept. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you do Atzmana, you're Megal, that's what you want to do. And since you want to do that, we're more machmir on the Shem Yechata, because cooking by Shahiyah, it'll get cooked. You don't have to be so involved. It'll just get cooked and it'll be finished. Here, you want for a long time it to stay hot. That's harder to pull off. And therefore, perhaps that'll bring you to Shem Yechata. That's Rabbeinu Tam. There's another pshat, the Rif. The Rif is a little bit more shach. See, our crack pots, we don't really, you know, they work so well. They're electric. They never need any upkeep. Rif had a different girsa. It's words we have in our Gemara, but it changes where the words are. And it says that Hatzman of Dara Mosef Hevel is Asur Shemi Yartiach. Maybe the pot's going to get too hot, and that's going to be the problem. Overheating. Overheating, and that will somehow bring to a malacha. Right, that happens all the time with our crock pots. Right? Regular Shia, that doesn't generally happen. You just want it to be half of the night meal and to get cooked. But with a crock pot, I'm always having problems that my shelter's drying out too much. I want to add water. I want to lift it up and do something to change the heat. It shouldn't burn. So that's called Shemi Yartiach. And that also could be a problem. Right? It could be a problem. It's a harder thing to manage. I had a machshava. I was just thinking, like, it's still, like, sort of strange. Like, why we're answering things like zevel and chol, things that the heat's very weak. It's, like, funny, like, how does that get to Shem Yechata? I just thought, after you could say, like, why we're so machmer here, and why it's, like, seems to be gzera l'gzera. So I thought, after you could say it's coming from the pasuk we were talking about. Right? The pasuk says, lo sevaru eish b'kol moshosechem yom ha-shabbos. An interesting thing. First of all, interesting. Stami, you know this if you're learning the Sugya of Mitoch. Maybe you know it. For some reason, Havara is singled out. Lo Savara Eish B'Kol Moshe Seichem Yom HaShabbos. I mean from Mitoch because it says Yom HaShabbos. Okay, whatever. Lo Savara Eish B'Kol Moshe Seichem Yom HaShabbos is singled out from all the Malachas. Why is what's so special about it? Okay, if you learn Klal Gad, you know Chazal have things to say. But if you saw the Mechilta, in the Mechilta and all the Rishonim on Chumash, so they just explain Al Pi Derech HaPshat. They say, Havar is singled out because it's different than all the Malachos, because Be'etim is the sort of thing that shouldn't be a Malacha. Also the Ashel Eish, they write different, like, reason. They say it doesn't seem to really be a Malacha Gemuras. It shouldn't really classify as Malacha. It's something that's they don't explain so much why, but if you look in, it's in the Ramban, the Das Kanim, the Chizkuni, the Bechersha, all the Rishonim there. They say this thing that it's, and Mechilta. The Mechilta says, they would have had a Havimina that it's mutter to make fires on Shabbos, it's mutter to, it says it's mutter to do Atzman on Shabbos and to light a candle on Shabbos, Kamash Melon Lusavar Eish Bekol Moshosechem Yom HaShabbos. So what's so special? So l'chayra, there's something different about Bishul than, not about Bishul, than Havar, than other Malachas. I've heard of something else I just found remarkable, just learning Pesach Shabbos. You learn at the beginning of Shabbos that from the beginning of the end of the first parak, it talks about the Isser of Shehiya, it talks about the Isser of learning L'ar Haner, and then you have the parak of Amem Adlikin, a whole parak about the theme is that what types of wicks you should do to have a good fire. You shouldn't come to be matah the ner to chas v'shalom, do an act of havara on Shabbos. Then we have kira, all about shihia. Then we have bametomim, all about hatzmana. All these things about chash, maybe on Shabbos you're going to come to tilt the fire, stoke the coals, do something to increase the fire. Like what's this obsession? Why is this? This is the whole beginning of Shabbos. The whole beginning of. Like, why is it? So I would just suggest that the pshat is, there's a difference. Lo Savashal is different than other malachos. It's different. And it's B'yom HaShabbos. B'yom HaShabbos, maybe not on Yom Tov, but B'yom HaShabbos. Different malacha, because all of the malachos, you're making a product, right? You're making shelter, food, clothing, svara maybe, right? All the things a person needs to live. Those are the malachos. You have a product. Memela on Shabbos, you prepare your product before Shabbos, you make your sweater before Shabbos, and on Shabbos you wear your sweater, right? You just wear it, there's no problem. Fire is different. Fire produces heat, produces warmth, warmth so we're not freezing, warmth so our food gets cooked, light so we could see, very important, nice things that mankind needs. But you can't prepare, it's not a product you prepare before Shabbos, right? The whole Shabbos, you're not going to have light if you don't have fire going. You can't just make your fire and just store it in that way. So the pasuk tells me, Lo Savaro Eish Mekom Lo Shasek Melo Shabbos. It's a Hazhara, special Hazhara. On Shabbos, right? You know, in the olden days, came Shabbos Shuddis, they're sitting in pitch black. Right, until Shabbos is over, and then they made a fire, and they said, Bari Morei, but they're sitting in the dark. Right, on Shabbos night, there's a mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, and so we can see Shabbos night, Friday night. But then the lights go out, and the heat in our furnace, we can only keep so good, it starts getting cold, and probably gloomy, and we have our Rav, the Rav, the inspiration, the comes of Shabbos, but the Eish, you want to have Eish on Shabbos. It's a hard thing. It's not Lo Savaro Eish. You got to be careful with Eish, right? Tzedukim didn't have any Eish. But it says you got to be careful with Eish, right? You have to be careful. Eish is the thing. It's a going malacha, an ongoing malacha of the fire, and you have to be careful. You shouldn't come to tilt it to get more light, to get more heat. We're worried about these things. So that's our big worry. The biggest worry, therefore, perhaps it's Hatzmana. Lo Savaro Eish is that it's mamash surrounded by the fire, and you're trying to do something to keep this thing hot the whole Shabbos, and it's food that normally you'd have to be cooking it and stirring it, and this is by having it wrapped with the right type of heat, you're accomplishing something pretty sophisticated, which is that you're keeping the food that you can have hot, piping hot food on Shabbos day. Oh, that was something that scared Chazal. That's just a thought. In any case, that's the Isser. So that's the reason why we have this Isser called Hatzmana. Now, how does it apply to us? Does it apply to us? So the first thing is crackpots. So crackpots, so are they Isser? So there's one big heter for most crackpots. Most crackpots, the smaller crackpots, they have a big cylinder and a relatively smaller ceramic pot that hangs in the cylinder. Right, and if you look, you'll see that the ceramic pot is smaller than the actual metal heating cylinder. So if that's the case, which is basically the case in small crack pots, so you're not going to have a problem. Why is that? Because we know you're allowed to keep a pot in a kira on Shabbos, if it's kamachal ben drusai. Right, you're allowed to keep it in the tanner. Right? Why are you allowed to keep in your oven a pot? Why is that not Hatzmana? It's surrounded by heat. So the answer is because it's not like remetz. Remetz, the way of Chazal's Hatzmana was that it was surrounded actually in the coals. So if you need the pot to be actually touching the coals and surrounded by it, that makes the Isser. But if there's an airspace, so then Shulchan Aruch says that's mutter. Right? That's mutter. Right? If not, so it would be. Because if not, so there will be every oven. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hatzmana, to be Hatzmana, it has to be that which is hot, the heating source, has to be built, kemidas, it has to be made to the size of the pot. And therefore, it's actually surrounding the pot, dome with ceramics. So that's the heter for some crack pots. The bigger crack pots, you'll see they go flush. Like those big crack, like the yeshiva's crack pots, I believe if you look at it, you'll see it goes flush in. It goes straight the pot into the heating elements that surrounds it. So is that mutter? So it's assumed not. It's assumed not, which is why, I don't know what the yeshiva does, I don't know. But generally, it's assumed what Rabbi Yashiv writes in his tshuva, in Kovas Tshuvos, and Shulchan Shlomo, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you have to do something. You have to put some stones in there. So that then it won't be Atzmana because you're creating an airspace. If not, Pashas is Aser. And the reason would be is what Rabbeinu Tam says, that what makes Atzmana is if it's rove covered. Rove, Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yasha. says it has to be, it's rove cover, rove surrounds it. There are Mikilim, one Mikilim princess, Ravuzner, Shev Halevi, Chelik Tessim, and Nun Beis. And he says, no, the Lashon of the Ramah seems to only ask that Tzman if it's fully covered. Why? Because the Lashon of the Ramah, Lashon HaRamah is, he says, if it's uncovered above, if the top of the pot is not covered with the heat source, so it's mutter. So those are his words. It's not covered from above. So therefore, some have understood that means it has to be 100% covered. So that could be, yeah.
You say there's also shahir problems?
There could be shahir, but let's say it's cooked kamachal ben drusai. Oh, it could still be. We still could be, Mishmur says, we should be more machmer.
Yeah. What are all the problems? If we're talking about crockpots.
Right, so you're talking about crockpots. So you have shahir problems. So let's say, the shahir problem, you're going to be yotzei, because you're taping the knob and taping the lid shut.
Okay?
Let's say that. Or let's say stam is mavushal kol sarcho, and you're being mekel like that, which is really the ikur hadin. There's good room to be mekel like that. Many say there's no problem being mekel like that. But it's hatzmana. Hatzmana is still going to be aser. You know?
Regarding the shahiyah problem, if there's raw meat or something like that, would that work?
Also, lagabe shahiyah, if it's raw meat, it's going to be matzer, but lagabe atzman, it's not going to make a hetzer.
What? Because it's a din of akira.
If it's akira, it'll be matzer. But if it has a din of hatzmana, it's going to be aser. Because by hatzmana, there's no hetzer of kedera chaisa.
By tanner, no?
What?
It's only by tanner, no?
It's only by tanner that there's a heter of kedera chaisa. The heter said by tanner, that's true. But it's true, assumed to be true by all shahia, just not by hatzmana. Let's assume that. Okay, anyway, so some are maker like that. Most are machmer, because it's Lashon Rabbeinu Tam. It's pretty clear it's not 100% covered. I'll tell you why, because if you look in the Muksa Sugya of Hatzmana, it talks about you're allowed to, before Shabbos, do Hatzmana with something that's not most of Havel. So the Gemara talks about if you do Hatzmana with Gizei Tzemer from before Shabbos, so that's Mutter. That's Mutter, but the Gemara said in Daf and Aleph, you have to make sure it's not totally covered, because if it's totally covered, it'll be Muksa, you won't be able to take your pot out of the Hatzmana. So there we see, the Gemara is talking about Hatzmana, but not 100% covered. So many understood, if it's not 100% covered, Mstam the Gedr is Rove. So that could be. So in any case, the Minhag HaOlam is to be machmir on this, and that a crockpot should have, if it's flush against the heating source, it should be, you should do something to make it airspace. Just mention a couple of other just halachal ma'aseh things people aren't all aware of. The Taz in the beginning of Reish and Ches says that since it's Isra Atzmana, you're not allowed to heat up a kli of water by submerging it into another kli of hot water. Like, let's say someone has a baby bottle. Baby bottles, they have to be heated on Shabbos. They had to heat your baby bottle on Shabbos. So the standard way to heat a baby bottle is you take some water in a kli sheni. You know, you take a washing cup, fill it up with hot water, and you take your baby bottle and stick it all the way in. And then it heats up on Shabbos. So what could be wrong with that? It's a klisheni. You're allowed to put cold water into a klisheni full of hot water. It's not a problem. Oh, but the problem is, Taz points out, this is the problem, because this is Hatzmana. This is the Silon. You're putting cold water to the Silon, which is a kli, surrounded by hot water. So you have the baby bottle, which is a kli. It's like a kedera, being surrounded by the hot water, and even though it's klisheni hot water, it doesn't do bishul, but it still is most of Hevel, it creates heat, and therefore it's going to be aser and hatzmana. So therefore, you can heat the baby bottle, but it shouldn't be rove submerged. You should keep it that it's not the bottle, it's not rove inside the hot water. another chash like that. Right? It's basically the salon. It's basically just the salon. It sounds like it's a very strange iser, but it's basically just the salon. The other chiddush that really sounds strange, but it's basically just the salon. Basically, it sounds very strange. Kishka in shaltz. Take your kishka, put it in your shaltz. Right? So what could possibly be wrong with having kishka in your shaltz? So it could be wrong. As strange as the sound, it's basically could maybe you could say it's the salon. You have the kishka surrounded by the package of the kishka. That plastic package is now like the kadeira. So now you have food in a pot, surrounded by hot stuff, the chalts. That you hear, you have to think about it a little bit because it sounds so strange to see how the community is here. I mean, the concept is that to be at Tzmana, stamp food, if you put your food into something that's hot, it's not at Tzmana. It has to be food that's in a kli, and the kli is wrapped. So maybe we could look at this. Maybe. So this is the Menchus Yitzchak. Okay, don't get angry. Okay, it's a gadol Yisrael. What? Okay. So this is Menchus Yitzchak in Chel Chesim in Yizayin. He says he thinks this should be like the Salon and should be awesome. Okay? I'm sorry. You know, first I thought it was crazy. Something about it sounds crazy. If you think about it, and you think about the Salon, you'll realize it's not so different than the Salon. It's not so different. So
plastic bag, you could argue, is a tough one. And he's assuming it's a kli.
What?
He's assuming the plastic bag is like a kli.
Yeah. So what he says, though, he says, to make it not a kli, he says, if you make holes in the plastic bag, then he says you don't view it as a kli, and then it's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, it's just something so flimsy is very clearly bottled to the food.
Yeah. So there are those who say to me, Michael, I'm just saying, if it's glad to put holes in it. Just one last thing. We don't have much time, so just talk. Last thing is the insulated urns. Right, a very common thing nowadays is insulated urns. Right, you know what I'm talking about? The new type of urns that they make. That there's a cylinder, a metal cylinder, and it's built into a whole construct that's very, very beautiful to have in your house because it doesn't produce heat. If in the summer, it's not going to heat up your kitchen because the outside is cool because it's really very thick walls that are insulated and the hot water is on the inside and they come with a hechsher and that's it has a hechsher, so of course it's mutter and Shabbos, must be, right? So there's a hechsher. So is that really taka mutter? Hopefully it is mutter. So I thought it should be aser, and maybe it should be aser, right? Because this is something that's insulated on all sides, and it's heated, right? We mentioned the case of the kupa, that if something is insulated, even if it's insulated in something that's not mosif havum, it's not atzmo, but it's on a heating source, and it's completely insulated, it becomes aser on Shabbos. So therefore, pashas, this should be aser. But then I realized, and I saw a lot of discussion about this in a sefer called Ma'ar HaShabbos, that you also have to aser your boiler. Right? If you have a house, you have a boiler. A boiler is basically just an insulated, it's heated. There's some heat going on there, a little fire on the bottom, and it's all insulated in a big vat. Right, so that produces your hot water. So maybe you should have to close your boiler before Shabbos, and then don't take a shower right after Shabbos. You'll have to wait for your hot water to heat up again. Okay? How do you like that, Shlomo? Okay? Hatzmana. 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 Why? Because it's insulated and it's being heated. Okay? I'm just going to tell you the Hatzer. Okay? The Tzad of Hatzer.
No?
Okay? It's not so posh. There's a lot of discussion about this. It's not a pot of soup. Oh, maybe it's a pot of soup. Okay. Wait 1 second. The reason to ask to say it's insulated. It's totally insulated. The reason to be matter. Okay, I'm just going to say the heter because we don't have time to say any reason to be matter. So that's good. The heter is to say is that this is all one kli. You can't say there's a pot here and the pot is surrounded and insulated because it's one kli. You're not able to take apart the insulated urn. It's all screwed together. connected together. You can't take it apart. You, maybe a plumber could take apart your boiler, but you don't. You can't take it apart, and therefore view it that it's all one kli. Okay. Okay. Maybe that sounds very posh. If it sounds posh, that's okay. Because so, Rabbi Yashiv actually didn't hear that. That Diane Fisher said that it's not until, okay. But let's hear. Let's hear it for now. There's another. Okay. Maybe you can start for other Ethereum. The other sugya that has to do with this, I'll just mention the sugya of Antichi. Antichi on Daf Mem Aleph. So the Gemara has this very strange issur about the Antichi. Antichi, hot water and Antichi ain't shosim in the Shabbos. Why can't you use it? So I'll just tell you, Rashi seems to say an Antichi is a very thick earthenware vessel that you put coals in it, and even after you take out the coals, the earthenware vessel is such thick, so thick, that it maintains the heat and has a lot of heat in it, and therefore you can't use it on Shabbos. And Rashi seems to say it's because it's most of Hevel and it's an Isser of Hatzmana. Okay, you can look in Rashi later, but it sounds like it could be an Isser of Hatzmana. But all the other Shonim that I looked at, everyone's is Cholok and Rashi says this is an Hatzmana. Where's Hatzmana here? So, what do you mean, where's Hatzmana here? This is a thick thing that's made to store heat. Teretz says it's not Hatzmana because what Rabbi Yamin's saying is that it's all one kli. To be Hatzmana, it has to be a kli surrounded by something that's heating. And therefore, that'll be the reason to be Mekel. Okay, if you want to be Machmir, you can be Machmir, but then you have to worry about your boiler. Okay, all right. Okay, so next week we're probably going to start at 3:45 because Rabbi Federer has a few words to say, Latovus, Yeshiva, and he's going to give it a lot of free food for your 10 minutes, so.